I loved your film. I thought it was the most amazing film.
Arthur, thank you. That's good to hear.
Because what you're doing is telling us a story about a person that we may not normally know. I mean, watching the first part of it as it introduces us in, it could almost be America. It took me a while to work out, except for the trees, that
where
it was actually Australia. And you did that on purpose, didn't you?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
You're a clever filmmaker.
Thank you.
Tell me about your themes, because that's obviously you've done a lot of short films and they've been highly praised, and you've won awards and you've had screenings, whole screenings of your shorts in, you know, places like Spain and whatever. But it says that you like to explore marginalised sexuality and the politics of desire, which is just a great way of describing it, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess a lot of my work deals with those themes. I'm kind of really drawn to characters that sit in the cracks a lot of the time and have cracks in their own, you know, masks. I love that. I love exploring that. The masks people wear in the world to sort of survive, and then what happens when those cracks form, or when you start to see under the surface, you know, that stuff's really, really fun for me and exciting. And it's super fun playing with actors, finding that stuff as well.
I mean, you obviously are playing with actors. You obviously really get the most out of these people.
Yeah, it's a process. It's something I really enjoy. I really love working with actors and finding the things that they bring to it that you don't expect. I mean, I think when I'm casting, that's often what I'm looking for, is like someone who surprises me with my own writing, you know.
Yeah,
that's always interesting, because they bring a lot. Like they are real collaborators on telling the story, and they need to connect to it, you know, to get a good performance, good truthful performance.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, they have to be fully invested, especially in this film.
Yeah.
I mean, the story is one thing, because what I thought was, oh, my God, this is like a film that someone has made, that the time has come where you're allowed to make the film you want to make.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of truth to that. I mean, because of the way we made it as well, we made it very independently. And, you know, I guess we were sitting around a lot during lockdowns and really wanting to do something. So, you know, when we came together, me and the other producers, and started talking about what we wanted to do, it was like, well, we're going to make this very indie film. We should just go for it. Just talk, do the things that we really want to do, and not be restricted by, you know, the usual processes of developing a script. You know, you have a lot of eyes on scripts when you're going for larger investors and going through the screen organizations, but This was very freeing, this process, in lots of ways. So we were able to push it a little harder.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but what really intrigued me about the film, I have to say, is the filmmaking. I love this thing that you do. I've seen it in a couple of films, like Karamush does it. It's about parallels. You make them walk across parallels in straight lines, and we get to see them on the side. I love that.
Yeah. Oh, in terms of
the look,
the framing.
The framing. Yeah. Sorry, I've been clumsy, and because you do with such precision, I'm being clumsy when I describe it.
No, I get what you're talking about. Yeah, we talked a lot about how, because we were shooting it quite quickly, and we were between lockdowns, so we had to be pretty concise with the way we shot it. And I spent a lot of time talking with Dean Francis, who is the cinematographer. But Dean's a director in his own right. So you know, we have a long history of creatively collaborating together. So we had a really good shorthand. And we wanted to, like, bring in some of the imagery of classic American Westerns, you know, as well. And so this, and putting it in a very urban environment, a very Sydney environment. So we played with that a little bit, and a lot of those big tableau shots kind of reference those kind of images. But also we wanted to do a bit of a nod to queer and camp cinema. So we had this really saturated colour palette and some pretty heightened moments in the film as well.
Yeah, it's fantastic. But so that takes me into the other thing, which is, because you're the writer and director, this exploration of gay iconography. That's like the hat.
Yeah. Cowboys, right? We all love cowboys. Yeah.
But this is, you're being very I suppose it's provocative, but it's interrogating. Is that right?
It is. I mean, I guess it's looking at the way gay men wear masculinity in lots of ways, and you know, a lot of that it can be performative, you know, and you know, creating these images of maskness that are maybe not that real, but they're definitely worn like a uniform, and I think the cowboy is such an iconic image. I come from my family comes from country, and those kind of images have always been very strong for me, like Western influence is strong in rural Australia, you know. So they were kind of ideas that I'd wanted to play with for a long time.
But you meld them to within the vulnerability of these characters. Like one of them is almost inarticulate. But the other, and that's important. But also the other one, who is a burning light of care, really.
Yeah, they were such fun characters to play with together, because they really smash up against each other quite hard. Tib as a character, the city lad, is much more outgoing and much more, I guess, comfortable in their skin, and has to be, you know, for their own survival in the city, and Casey, played by Josh Lavery, is much more buttoned up and is carrying a burden, carrying a secret. And they have a beautiful energy together. I think the friction of those two types lands nicely.
Well, this is part of the reason for why it's such a complicated and interesting feature, because you are obviously a person who knows how to tell a story, and we've got the secret, which is important, because it's not just a secret, because we all like a bit of gossip, don't we? but it's also about the inner workings of his character, the emotional element that's also running parallel. So we've got, you know, that's happening. But also, ultimately, it's about respecting himself and rather than just seeing himself as a piece of rubbish, right?
Yeah, that's kind of the journey for Casey, really. Like, yeah. It's facing up to the stuff that's happened in the past and building a way through it, I guess. I love the way you're saying about the lack of speaking from Casey. A lot of he's a very silent character, and a lot of the story moments that happen between them happen in silence, and they happen really subtly through these performances from these two actors who are great, Josh Lavery and Daniel Gabriel. They did a fantastic job, and that was something we played with quite a lot. It was kind of like, you know, they're in a room talking about one thing, but you know something else is happening under the surface, and you only know that from the looks that they give each other, or the energy between them, which is really nice.
Yeah. How long did the film take to make?
We shot it over. It was very quick. I think we shot it in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And it was a bit of a miracle shoot. Really, we came out of lockdown. We shot the film, and then we went straight back into another lockdown. So it was like really good timing. But it was tricky because of all of that, because the pandemic was raging, and we did a lot of the initial rehearsal stuff via Zoom, because Josh was based in Melbourne, Daniel was in Sydney. In the weeks leading up to it, but they didn't really meet each other until, well, I think 3 weeks before shooting, and then we got into rehearsing with them, And a lot of that rehearsing was just about, you know, building the connection between them and playing with physicality stuff, because a lot of the traits of those characters are in their bodies, are in the way that they move, or in the way that they talk. So I was playing with that stuff.
I mean, some people might find the gay sex scenes confronting, but it's part of the whole fabric, an important part of the fabric. But is it hard to actually choreograph all that, or is there some secret that you have to make it so real?
I mean, the secret is having a really fantastic intimacy coordinator, actually. I think we had Leah Pelenkoff, who worked with all the sex scenes and the actors, and she was brilliant, and she's a lesbian, so she understood that, you know, we're portraying queer sex on screen, and it's different, and has different energy, and wanted it to look, you know, quite real and enticing. I mean, a big part of the tone of the film is that world of sex and hookup culture, and we wanted it to be, you know, you feel like you're in amongst it rather than the way a lot of queer films avoid it and, you know, pan away to a tree or pull focus to something in the background so you don't see any of that stuff. But we didn't want that with this film. We wanted to very much be amongst it. But it was, it was challenging for the actors until we went through this process with Leah, and then everyone felt really safe and comfortable, and it sort of became really quite easy once. They were very rehearsed, and everyone knew exactly what was going to be seen on screen, and we talked through all of that process. It's important that everyone feels safe when you're doing those scenes, because they are potentially quite confronting.
Yeah, but it was quite extraordinary. And then the other thing was getting, I can't remember his name, but the guy that plays, his surname's Roberts, right?
Ian Roberts,
yeah. That was interesting that he threw himself into that role, because it's a bit creepy, that role.
It is a bit creepy. It was a fun role for Ian. I think the fact that the character is this kind of badass in a lot of ways, but then he has this kind of loneliness himself.
It's a bit of a light and shade
kind of character, and I think he liked that. He was enjoying playing with that stuff.
Yeah, he was quite convincing.
I mean, I worked with Ian a couple of times. He was in my my other feature, Teenage Kicks, and we met years ago. Like I made a short film that he worked on with me. That's where we first met, and we just really got on, and we really enjoyed the process. And I really loved working with him. So yeah, I wrote that part for Ian specifically. I knew I wanted him to play that character.
He's smart. That's what he is. He's a smart person.
Yeah. And he's got a really complicated sense of emotional nuance. You know what I mean? He brings a really nice energy to it.
Yeah. So this is your second feature.
Mm-hmm.
I just think you're a fantastic filmmaker. I'm so impressed.
Thank you.
It's obviously going off overseas as well.
Yeah, it's done a really good festival run. We've screened it over I think we're up to around 60 festivals now around the world.
Wow.
And we traveled with it quite a bit earlier in the year last year. So it's been interesting. It's been interesting watching a very Sydney, a very Australian queer film in other countries. Like Mexico was really an interesting screening. We screened in Guadalajara International Film Festival. And, you know, it's a very religious conservative place. but it went down a tree, and people loved it. You know, we were really excited about it. So that's been fun. And we screened it same line in San Francisco during Pride Week over there. That was fantastic. It was a really, really great response to the film.
Yeah.
Mardi Gras Film Festival this Friday.
Yeah.
And then we're in cinemas next week.